哎呀，呢轮转天气风湿骨痛，好辛苦啊！
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以喺六创意健康店买到，电话2882-4848，网址系www.healthshop.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
Hi, this is Simon again. Welcome to my raw food program. And today, once more, I'm having in the studio with me, Janet. She survived her cancer, and now she's surviving very well, vibrant, happy, doing things every day that she values and find it most rewarding. Now, last time, I have her narrated her full story of how she went through the whole ordeal. And today, I would like to focus on cancer and lifestyle, including one's diet. Well, why is it that important, Janet, you think, that we have to eat properly to beat the cancer?
Well, it just makes sense. if the food that we're eating is really high in nutrient value, then that's going to give us a much higher state of health. And the level of health that we have is indicative of how the body can regain its level that's going to be more on a basis of real vibrant health. And it's just makes sense to eat the right foods. And knowing that fruits and vegetables have the highest amount of nutrients in them. And not only that, but they're live food. So the food is still alive. Even when you eat an apple, it's still actually a living thing. And so it's giving you life. If you eat things that are dead, such as animal products, then you can expect to get, you're not expecting to get life from something that's dead or something that's processed. So looking from the positive and the negative side on foods, the positive foods are the ones that have the nutrients in them and they're going to give you a positive outlook. Negative foods, the body has to take so much time to process, try and get some kind of positivity from them, that you get a negative response from that food. And sometimes there's absolutely no nutrition in some foods whatsoever, so that's then beyond negativity. Mm. And that's where disease comes into the body and the body's out of balance pretty soon you get a message from the body to say that there's something wrong. And really, all that's what symptoms are. Every time we have some kind of symptoms that we're not feeling well, that's a message from the body to say, "Hoo-hoo, wake up, do something about this, give me some real food."
So, briefly, for cancer patients, as far as eating is concerned, what is the don't do?
The don't do. Don't have anything, like I said, that's on the negative side. So all processed foods are negative to the body. All pre-made foods from animal products. So all animal products are, whether it be eating the meat or products that are made from animals, cheese, yogurt, milk, those types of things, they're all not bioavailable to our bodies. So our body has to work really, really hard to try and attain any kind of nutrients from those foods. And so it's burning its own energy in doing that. And then it has to try and get rid of that. And in some cases, it doesn't always, can't always get rid of it if you're eating a lot of those foods. So it retains some of it. And that goes basically into fat cells and, you know, creates imbalance in the body as well. So, basically those are the things you don't eat.
And stimulants. It's very,
and things that are not seasoning. Necessary at all are any of the extra foods that a lot of people tend to think might make a difference. So all of the stimulants, things that like coffee and tea and alcohol and those types of stimulants, that's making the body stimulated in a way that's unnatural. So it's, you know, putting adrenaline into the body that it wouldn't necessarily have done at that time, and it's supposed to be saved for moments when it does need to do it. And drugs of any sort that are man-made or otherwise, and they're all going to have a negative effect on the body. Even though you may be taking some drugs that are supposed to help you for one thing, then you're going to have some after effects or side effects from that in other parts of the body. And much better to let the body help itself to rejuvenate by giving it real nutrients than, you know, anything. There's never been a drug manufactured or taken by anybody that has actually done anything positive. It always does something negative first. Where you might have a painkiller, you might not have the pain, but really the pain's still there. You just can't feel it. It's masking the situation. And so you're much better to take notice of the pain and stop doing what you're doing that's causing the pain. It's just really a matter of rethinking the process and how important that is for the body to be able to then stay on its natural balance.
How bad or undesirable is cooked food for cancer people?
When we cook food, it kills a lot of the nutrients. So what might have been in the food to start with in the way of nutrients, now we've lost some of that by cooking and heating. Also, there are enzymes in the food that are necessary to assimilate the nutrients in the food itself. So it's necessary to get those enzymes from the food. When we heat the food, it kills the enzymes completely. So now we can't actually assimilate what might have been in there in the first place. So it's counterproductive to cook the food. All non-foods, as I call them, so anything other than fresh fruits and vegetables, often require cooking to make them palatable, to actually eat them at all. So that's a clue. If you really need to cook something to make it palatable for you to eat, then you might be best not to eat it at all. Whereas with fruits and vegetables, none of it needs to be cooked to be of benefit to you. So,
Well, if one has cancer, is it necessary to go completely raw for the best results?
Whether it's necessary,
I think more.
It's, well, for me, 100% is 100%. So, in other words, 100%, the best you can do for yourself is the best you can do for yourself. I wouldn't compromise any lower than that.
No.
If you're going down in percentages, you know, 50% or whatever, that's what you're going to get. That's the result you're going to get. So if you're only looking for 50% result, if you only want to be half alive, then go 50%. If you want to be fully alive, go 100%. That's kind of, you know, just makes the most sense to me. I would say the closer to 100% raw vegan food, plant-based food, the closer you are to being 100% healthy.
Okay, so we went through the don't do list. So what is the do list?
Specifically for cancer, there are some fruits and vegetables that are really, really good. And in the vegetable side, it's all the brassica family. So things like Brussels sprouts, cabbage,
cauliflower,
that type of those type of vegetables. They have a component in them called indole-carbinol 3 or 3-carbinol that suppresses the cancer cells. And so that's very good to include those. And in fact, I juice those a lot. Cabbage especially is really good juiced. Mm. And so increasing those, broccoli is another one that's very good. Mm. And juicing the stalks and chopping finely the flower part is the best way to use that. Things like tomatoes are very good. They have lycopene in them that are very, you know, very positive with keeping a healthy and a lower rate of cancer with that as well. So beetroot is very good for building the blood. It's a blood builder. So if you think of things, if you go look at the colors of the fruits and vegetables and go with the, you know, the brightest and deepest, richest colors, that's the best.
我哋平时饮嘅水都充满咗重金属、杂质、氯气同埋细菌。我会用健波能量活水器，除咗可以清除以上嘅杂质之外，仲可以活化水中嘅信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话：288-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。